following is a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.
If I calculate right, this is probably about the 66th time that I've heard it. Just at Christmas time. There's a census. There's an awful lot going on. There's a census, a long journey to Bethlehem. There's a full inn and only a stable and a manger for Joseph and Mary and Jesus. Angels and wise men, shepherds, and they all come together when heaven touches earth. It's a busy time. A star shines in the night to direct the visitors to come to the right place, to come to this place where God came to earth. This year, when I read the story over again last week, I was struck, first of all, by the busyness of the text. All these things are happening, just one right after the other. They just roll out of the text, particularly the Luke text. But what struck me most was verse 19 of chapter 2 in Luke. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the word that jumped out for me was that word pondered. For me, even as I read this text over and over again, this time that word jumped out like a giant comma. A huge comma that just says stop for a moment. With all that's going on, as good and wonderful as it is, with all the glorious things that are happening, with all the glorious things that are being said about this babe in the manger, stop for a moment and listen and watch what's going on. To be honest, that's one of the reasons why I love the idea of lessons and carols, because it's this rhythm back and forth of hearing the word and then the reflection of the carols. But here, Mary just stops. It's as if she's catching her breath and kind of going, ah, what's happening? To wonder if this is really, if it's reality or if it's a dream. And if we're honest with ourselves and our own faith, are there not also those same moments for us? Is it reality or is it a dream? To catch her breath. It was a wonderful, and it was filled with awe, that moment. And I think all the images that come to us is like, wow, what happened? So as much as it's filled with awe, at sometimes when we stop and think about what that was like, we could say it was awful. Ah, it was awful. It was not pretty. It was not pretty. I heard a Christmas song last weekend, and it invited me into a completely new painting of what the birth of Christ was. It made me think this morning that the image that Eric used last night was a new image for us of Eve and Mary meeting and what went on. And for me, this song became a new image for me to stop and think. It's a song called Labor of Love, and I just want to read the words to you. It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyways that night on the streets of David's town. And the stable was not clean. and the cobblestones were cold. And little Mary, full of grace, with tears upon her face, had no mother's hand to hold. It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. But for the girl on the ground in the dark, with every beat of her beautiful heart, it was a labor of love. Noble Joseph at her side, calloused hands and weary eyes, there were no midwives to be found on the streets of David's town in the middle of the night. So he held her and he prayed, shafts of moonlight on his face, for the baby in her womb. He was the maker of the moon. He was the author of the faith that could make the mountains move. It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. But for the girl on the ground in the dark, with every beat of her beautiful heart, it was a labor of love. For little Mary, full of grace, with tears upon her face, it was a labor of love. It was not a silent night on the streets of David's town. And so with those words, I was invited into a new look at the birth of Christ. New even after 66 times of hearing it. And although it's not as merry or happy as we're used to, I believe that it is no less joyful. It is no less joyful. For it says that Jesus came into a dark, lonely world where there are tears and there are calloused hands. But he came bringing hope, and he came bringing joy. He came bearing the gift of redemption. And so we listen to God's word, and we ponder those words, and we sing of the joy of Christ this morning. And it's good that we do it with one another. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.